Welcome, listeners, to Alex Kubis is trying to have an honest conversation. We are sitting here with Mark Reininger.
My mouth is full.
Actor, director, producer, wannabe hustler, future property developer.
Boom.
Many things. Is he a jack of all trades, master of none, or is he just really good at things?
Master of none.
Okay. How I start off the podcast with everyone is, finish these phrases. I think, I feel, I need, I want. You have to be completely honest.
Okay. I like that. That's good. I think that life is great.
Right now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right now in this moment.
Yeah, no.
You can't operate to any pretense. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay. That's messed up.
Okay.
Cut me off. I think that life is great. I feel that I'm very overwhelmed. And what's the next one?
Need.
And I need to slow down.
And I want.
And I want some time to myself.
Okay. Interesting. So basically you don't want to be having this conversation right now. You want some time to yourself right now. And so the last thing, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in this conversation? You be honest.
Actually, no. I'm actually kind of excited now.
Oh, now you're excited. Yeah. See, it changes. But maybe at the beginning, you were like, what, out of 10? 10 being most interesting.
Actually, not at the start. It was before. It was actually like at the beginning of the day. Because yesterday was like, I literally jumped from one thing to the next.
Mm.
And I didn't get home until like 10 because I went to the gym.
Mm.
And then I sat down and I wanted to like just kind of like chill. But then I had to go on the computer and do work. So I was like,
That's sort of boring. You'd sort of, no, that's fine. Well, have you ever been having a conversation with someone recently where you have, like, it's the most mundane conversation ever? Maybe they're an acquaintance, maybe it's at a party, and you just politely nodded along. And you why haven't you just said, this conversation is boring me?
Because that's rude.
No, but why? Don't you think that it would, like, open up, like, something interesting and you could, like, form a different connection that way?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. And then let's see what they say. I was talking to a girl at that party the other night and... Mm. She was just telling me her life story, and I was like, cool, I don't care. In my head, I was like, I don't care.
You should have just said that out loud, though. Okay, what would have happened, though, if you had said that, do you think?
I think that she would have been really offended and been like...
Was she a friend of a friend?
No, I don't even know her. Yeah. I don't even know whose friend she was.
Oh, well, then even, like, the stakes are even lower. So
yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah. I was just like, I hate this, like, what's it called, talk.
Mm, sure.
What do they call that talk? When you're just like not...
Small talk.
Small talk, yeah.
Do you think honesty is synonymous with complaining or vice versa?
Like
there's a risk with like, if you just end up being honest all the time, you're actually just going to be... you're just going to be voicing your criticisms.
Yeah, well, I think we do tend to kind of concentrate more on the bad than the good. And I think when we are being honest...
We being people or
people,
like
yeah.
Los Angeles people?
People in general.
Right.
So
you speak for everyone in the world?
Every single person. I've been to every single country, man. I know.
Have you even been on a plane?
No.
You haven't?
Yes, I
have. Oh, my God.
How would I get you? I live in New York. I'm
oh,
from
that's
New York.
True. Yeah. No, but for a second, I thought that you hadn't been on a plane. For our listeners, obviously, I've been speaking to people in the world of entertainment, but Mark has a varied background in business and snowboarding. Why acting? And don't give me the pretentious answer there.
No, I don't know why acting.
You don't actually know.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
Yeah. I don't know. I grew up in doing theater and performing musically.
You actually
on
did?
On stage. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In high school.
Did you ever get made fun of?
All the time.
Yeah.
I didn't fit in high school at all.
Really? Same as me.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I had no friends.
High five.
We just high five.
So I was like...
That's really surprising.
Yeah. Well, I had friends.
That's why we're all friends, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, so my thing was, like, I had friends, but
losers
I didn't, like,
find each
in.
Other. Right. Okay,
yeah.
You were, like, a floater in between groups.
Oh, yeah. Like, so I could, like, float from, like, the cool kids to, like, the, like, but I never actually fit in with any of them.
Mm.
I never felt like, so I had, like, 2-3 friends that were, like, close that were kind of like me.
Mm.
And that's where snowboarding kind of, like, got into it. But I was in the music thing, and I was in jazz band.
You were?
Yeah. I had my own Blink-182 band.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we performed.
Did you have a high-pitched voice when you were younger?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
I could.
Right.
I used to be able to sing. Yeah, I was just like chorus.
No, but like when you answered the phone, did people think that you're a woman? Or like
probably my mom. They'd ask you.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
my mom, yeah,
yeah. And then
I'm like, no, I'm a guy.
Yeah. When did your voice break?
Like 20.
What?
Yeah, I didn't. Actually, I started hitting puberty like around like.
I was really. 19, 20. I was a late bloomer as well.
Really?
I was so bad.
Yeah. I probably have baby face.
Yes. Yeah, it's like... But it's, I mean, it's good for acting. Well, I mean, I've like I've accelerated in the past year or two. I think I like aged big time.
I think you're crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I feel really self-conscious right now because this is being recorded, and I don't know how many people are out there listening. Probably like one or two.
Hey, that's better than zero.
It's better than zero.
There's zero listening.
In the comments, for those listening right now, I want you to answer yourself. I think I feel I need, I want, particularly in relation maybe into this conversation. If you're not interested in it, then why? And if you are, then leave a comment actually explaining what we're touching on that's resonating, particularly I think the puberty thing. That's super awkward. We should write a movie about that actually.
Yeah.
Was there any like standout moments for you where you were like self-conscious or that you've suppressed in relation to that developmental?
Oh, for sure. I never actually felt like a man.
Right.
I think that was a huge thing. Yeah. And there's, I think like with my last girlfriend, I had a girlfriend for 5 years.
Mm.
I felt like I never could grow up or like actually be a man.
Right.
And I think it was puberty and also just like internalizing like a lot of like insecurities.
Do you think that you're making up because you're very productive and task oriented, which I was having a conversation with someone recently and I was expressing anxiety about not producing enough in my day and that I'm so preoccupied with like, unless I'm like making something happen, like unless it's like income generating activity or it's,
yeah,
it's like improving my craft. Like I'm wasting time and I feel anxious about it. And this guy who actually will be a future guest on the podcast explained that that's like a very masculine energy. So mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're trying to make up for lost time in a way?
I used to feel like that when I was doing Lucid and I'm still doing Lucid, but now I don't feel like that. I feel
Tell us about Lucid.
So this is my eyewear company, sunglasses.
You said that with you rolled your eyes. What does that mean? You rolled your eyes.
I don't.
Human behavior reveals attitude. Different to language. We can say things and words don't really carry a lot of meaning, but if you roll your eyes, that says a lot.
It's not what you said, it's how you said
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So yeah. What does that mean? Be honest. I've never heard you really talk about it before. And now we're in a different forum, so there's pressure, but hey.
I don't know. I just always feel awkward talking about it because it's like something like I love, but I'm not like totally in love with. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like film and acting and all that stuff, I'm totally in love with. Mm-hmm. Like creating stuff like that. But I guess this is not like something like
that. So why do it then?
Well, because it is. I like making the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really fake, like the whole social media stuff.
Mm. And the marketing of it.
And so
why is that fake though? Because it's just like putting up billboards, but it's interactive and continuous.
It is. I know. It just sounds so like, because there's so many products out there, and the more you market them, this is probably boring for you, whoever's listening. But
maybe.
I feel like
the maybe more actually on a scale of boring. 1 to 10, 10 being really interested. I'm probably at like a 7.5.
Oh, wow.
8, I think.
Because I've never, like a 3.
No, because I've never really heard you talk about it before. The one thing that I would say, honestly, though, about Lucid, which is like a constructive criticism, is that basically it's a sunglass company. I have endorsed the products on my social media, if you can go back and see.
He's the man.
As a business model, it's not something that people go back and buy more of, like, say, a cleanser. So it doesn't create that residual income type of system.
Like a drink.
Yeah. So did you think about that when you started the business? And did you, like, realize halfway through, oh, wait, it's like one of those one-off purchases. How do you get recurring customers?
Yeah, I mean, that was like, it came down to like the quality thing, like creating sunglasses that was quality so people come back. But honestly, when I started, it was like, I was in business school and I was like, I can't sit in front of this computer anymore.
Yeah.
And the task in school is to create a business plan. And I was like, I'm just going to take my school money and I'm going to start a business.
Yeah. Right.
So that's
cool.
What I was like, okay, I'm just going to do that. And so I've learned, I know for a fact I could start another business like the real estate.
Yeah.
Easy. If I were to start another private company, I know.
Okay,
like,
lesson number one. What's like the first thing then?
Don't overspend.
Like upfront capital.
Don't buy a ton of product.
Sure.
I would create.
Well, you wouldn't. You would just go into drop shipping, right? You wouldn't.
I would create a sample.
Yeah.
And I would sell that sample and then get orders and then create the mass product. What we did was create a ton of products.
That's like why.
$15,000. on product.
Oh my god, that figure is just on record. Out in the universe on iTunes. Oh my god. That's an honest conversation right there.
It is,
you probably wouldn't be saying that maybe at a... Oh, no, I think it's like an interesting lesson though. But yeah,
it's a good lesson.
I read this in a book recently that people, companies, the reason that there are delays, like sometimes you don't get a product for 3 to 4 weeks is because the company doesn't make the product until you order it. So they save a lot of money. I used to honestly think that it was just like shipping delays.
Yeah.
How naive I am. I think I feel I need, I want.
Man, I hate this. I think I'm really hungry. I feel...
No, I think that's a physical thing. So that would be probably a feel.
Oh, okay. I feel I'm hungry.
Yeah, I feel hungry.
I think I am enjoying this conversation.
Okay.
For sure. I feel I'm hungry. I want...
I think, sorry to cut you off, but that like presupposes uncertainty. Like, I think I'm enjoying this conversation means maybe you're not. To the listeners out there, we're 11 minutes in to maybe we started off with 8, but probably down to 2. How interested are you in this conversation? Going back to Mark. I think I feel I need, I want. Sorry, I just confused the hell out of
you. I'm so confused.
I think I'm confused.
I feel like I'm hungry. I want to... I don't know what I want.
The main objective, I think, with that exercise... Not that exercise, but with finishing those questions is to do them as quickly as possible.
I know, and I don't... Like,
well,
I don't
you're hungry, right? You know, you feel hungry, so I want food.
I want food.
And I need...
And I need food.
Yeah, want and need can be the same thing.
I need love.
Oh, interesting. Can you talk about that?
No. We're not talking about that.
Okay. Why not?
I'm eating a bean right now.
Right. Okay.
No, actually, I don't need love.
You don't
need
love?
Well, I think actually we all do need love.
Yeah, sure. Why? Especially for people that experience puberty later in life.
Yeah. I think it comes out of a feeling of insecurity, so it depends. Or a feeling of insecurity, so because you're not like totally in love with yourself. So you look to something else to receive that love.
Yeah.
But it's so much easier said than done. Like, even the people, like my friends that are like, oh, I could just go and like live my life like by themselves. I can see behind their eyes.
Sure.
Like, they're not telling me the
truth. I think that's a man thing too, to like claim that you're independent. Like, we're walking contradictions, a lot of us. Like, we like want to be by ourselves.
Yeah.
And then when we're by ourselves for too long, we just, I don't know, it's just having our cake, eating it too.
Yeah.
There's also, I guess the other end of the spectrum is being codependent, which I can...
I don't want to be because I don't want to rely on a girl to be happy, or like us, or like a friend to be happy, like that loves me.
Sure.
Because that's like,
controversial thought came to mind, and I'm just saying it because I'm being honest, and I'm not going to ignore the thoughts that randomly pop up in my head, especially in relation to this conversation. A while back, something about transgendered people popped up in conversation. And you said at the time that it's just, you just think it's wrong. And I asked you to elaborate. And I somewhat disagreed with your view, but I'm not really very familiar with the area. I don't mean to be offensive to any groups out there or any listeners. But I don't know, care to elaborate? Or do you think that right now your views are changing because you know, or you're conscious of the fact that people are listening? Do you want to be more politically correct? Like,
yeah, that's interesting, because it's like when I do want to stand up for what I believe in and stuff like that, but I do. This isn't public, so it could come back to haunt me, but whatever. If it does, it does. Who cares? I think that with like surgeries and stuff like that, you're changing yourself to make you feel better about an insecurity rather than addressing. Well, I don't know.
It's psychologically.
Psychologically. And I think it's so, I can't say stand up for it because I've never been there, like with that. Like, but like you can look in the mirror and want to change like something on like your nose or your, you know, or like your lips or like, if you really think about it, I personally just don't understand.
You don't agree with plastic surgery at all?
No, I mean, unless it's like to fix like something, but if you're like changing your face, like why are you changing? Like, what is the point in changing your face to make it look younger?
Okay, so this is a bit of a tangent though, because I think, is it a separate conversation to talk about modification to make you more aesthetically pleasing? And well, originally we were talking about
transgender, you're modifying your entire body to make yourself feel like something you think you are.
Have you ever met a transgendered person?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. I met one at great. I have nothing against transgender people, gay people, nothing at all against it. I'm purely talking about the process of it, and I personally don't understand it. Like, why? And so maybe that's where my stance is coming from.
Well, because you yourself can't. You don't have the feeling where you look down and think that you're in the wrong body.
Yeah, exactly. So and I don't know what the root is that from. Like,
is that maybe that's like just like a lack of empathy on your part?
Maybe, but think about it though. You are born into the body you're given.
Mm-hmm.
That's your only body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful body.
Mm.
Like that. Like you might not think it is,
mm.
but other people are gonna think that. Like I've seen. You know, everyone's beautiful in their own right.
Sure.
I think, and so. I think when people themselves...
It's easy to say, though, as a 6'3" white man in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it is very easy to say. It's so true, but that's a cop-out, though, because...
Because I'm the same thing.
Because you're the same thing, but it's also... Sure. But still, it doesn't mean that we don't have a right to say something. Like, just because, you know...
If anything, at this point in the conversation, like, I would invite any listener out there to educate us on how to maybe... activate our empathy for this topic. Because it's hard. It's not hard. It's not a struggle at all. It's actually just fascinating to me. Like, I think this is really a fascinating conversation when we're in the privileged position of being white men in our 20s, living in LA, not in poverty at all, like living very comfortably. I feel like I need some water. I've got a bottle of water right in front of me. I want some food. I've got some food sitting over there. And I feel pretty hungry, but I've got some food over there. So, you know, those problems are addressed pretty easily. But how maybe could we activate our empathy? I don't know.
Well, this is a thing too, though. I think, though, that I want to say is... I'm not saying, like, I would never tell somebody, like, that, like, to how to live their life. Mm. I'm only speaking from my personal, like, if I were to look at myself in the mirror and be like, hey, I'm, you know, I don't feel like I'm right in this body.
Mirror.
Whatever. Side
table. Sorry, man. I have to subscribe to my own podcast idea, which is whatever thoughts pop up, I have to say them.
Cool. In
a regular conversation, I wouldn't point it out, but it would be like, it's like the equivalent to like having spinach in your teeth, you know?
Oh yeah. Like you did and the just, other day.
Yeah. Like, well, like you did that with me. That's fine. Yeah. And that's, I think that's like socially acceptable, but, and I wouldn't let these things slide. But if there was a listener out there that heard the way that Mark pronounced that word and noticed that I didn't pick up on it, then I'd be a bit of a hypocrite. So yeah.
Dang, dude.
I don't know. I think I feel I need, I want.
I think I'm having trouble speaking my mind towards this issue.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I wish I could understand it more. I want to learn about it more and feel more empathy for it. I need to... I guess, educate myself. I don't know. It's so hard for me, though, because it's like you're physically... changing yourself. So that's, I mean, we can go to a different copy. So I don't get plastic surgery. I don't get that stuff. Cause it's like, but that's it's so easy for me to say because, but there's times I've looked in my mirror, especially growing up in high school where I've been like, I hate myself.
Really?
Like I hate myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Like sure. What?
I just was like, you suck.
Right. I mean, I had that like every other day. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's just part of human...
It is, yeah. The feeling of not being good enough is, like, universal.
Especially nowadays with social media where you see the good parts of everybody's life. You don't see the bad.
Everyone's highlight reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a hypocrite like that because people think that I have an amazing life because of social media. I like posting nice photos. Maybe there's an unconscious... There is a very conscious... element to it where I want to project some degree of success. But also, do people want to see me sitting around waiting, being bored, being unhappy? Because I'm not compelled to document that because I don't want to remember the bad times.
Yeah, and that's also your branding too. Like I have nothing against showing the good on the thing, but I do think that you shouldn't look at Instagram, and I do this all the time myself.
Like looking up actors that you...
Looking up other people and be like, oh, they're having a great time or like this.
Sure.
I'm like, why am I not having a great time?
Sure.
But literally, I'm sure they've done the same exact
We're having
thing.
An interesting podcast conversation. I think we're having a great time.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm not even... don't even feel like we're recording
it. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, you want to get to a point in a conversation like this where you forget the framework or the medium in which you're speaking.
Yeah.
Because social structures condition ourselves to behave in certain ways. Like when you're at a party with different people, it's just like everyone just be themselves.
Can we do something real quick?
What?
It's one thing I don't like when I listen to the radio is like I don't know where they are. Oh. And I'll kind of explain like where we are.
Sure. Right now. Yeah. Do that.
Okay. Go ahead. We're literally sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brown couch. With black leather arms. We're both hunched over. I have a bowl of chicken and rice right in front of me that I haven't touched. It's getting cold. I'm really hungry.
It looks great.
There's a big window to our right looking out over. We're on the third story floor of my apartment complex. We're looking out over the city.
Oh, we're in Sherman Oaks, Los Angeles. Yeah.
And Alex is in a gray shirt, with a white V-neck underneath it, looking good. It's a polo shirt, black pants. I'm wearing black pants and a Adidas shirt.
We should have maybe put this at the beginning of the podcast.
You can put that as like the highlight.
Yeah.
And then
And then cut to
it. And then cut to it.
All right. Well, I'm pretty much done. Don't have much else to say. Pretty happy with this conversation, though. I feel closer to you, actually.
Me too,
It's good. It's good exercise. Thank you for listening. And tune in next time.